Welcome back to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi. It's Aviva Feiner with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Yud Zayin, Chapter 17. And I'd like to quickly take a look at what Rav Hirsch says as an introduction to this Perek, which David opens with the word Tefillah. This is a Tefillah for David. This is what we translate as a prayer for David. But Rav Hirsch tells us it's not a plea, but a kind of self-evaluation. The search for proper understanding before God. And he says the following, that man is prone to deceive himself when it comes to taking inventory of his faults and virtues. Man is afraid to examine himself in light of the actual truth. And in this perek, in this chapter, David HaMelech will praise the lessons he learned when darkness overshadowed his life. And he will describe these lessons and is the realization that all suffering has a purpose. It's test, strength, and purifies man and fortifies him in all good endeavors. And as we move forward, we're going to see how beautifully David HaMelech paints that for us in his words in this kapitel. Tefillah leDavid. This is a Tefillah leDavid. Shema Hashem, tzedek hakshiva. Listen, Hashem. Listen, because I'm telling you tzedek, I'm telling you something that is just. The Ibn Ezra tells us, Shema ki tzedek adaber, I'm going to speak justness, I'm going to speak tzidkos, ki hashav lo yishmakel. Because if I speak, as my mother would say, narishkeit, if I speak nothingness, then you're not going to be listening to me. And Hakshiva rinasi, and listen to my kol gadol, my rina, my loud voice. And tefillah is in a quiet voice. Below sifsing mira, because I am not going to say any kind of, I'm not going to use my lips in any way of deceit. I will not. And he uses these three terms, says the Malbim. Shim'a, listen. Hakshiva, pay attention. Ha'azina, again, heed to me. These are all different terms of describing listening, and he says that actually they are descending in importance. So that the first one, Shema, listen to what is tzedek, listen to what is just and what is right. This is most important to David. Hakshiva, listen to also my exultant praise to you. Listen to that too, medium important. And then my tefillah, my personal plea, not as important, Hakshiva. And Malbim says this is a shevach to David HaMelech in terms of what his priorities are. Either way, he says, I'm about to share with you, Hashem, my cry, my prayer, and my song to you. Milfanecha mishpati yetze, because before you, my justice comes out. And einecha techazena meisharim, and your eyes only look at what is meisharim, at what we call yashar, what we call straight and correct. Because I know that I have sins, Rashi says, for which I deserve to be judged. And I come before you in judgment, and I know that you will judge me correctly. And I know that you will look at my good things as well. And if I have zechuyos, if I have merits, you're going to see them as well, because that's who you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And other people, the Malbim says, may accuse me falsely, and that will never be you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you test me, meisharim, straight. And then Pasuk Gimel begins with the words, bachanta libi, you tested my heart. Bachanta libi, pakadata laila. And you visited me at night. Tzraftani baltimtza. And you can test me like tzraftani mi lashon tzoref, which is the silversmith. You have really fine tested me, like a silversmith burns out all the bad. Baltimtza zamosi bal yavor. And you're not finding anything wrong. Zamosi bal yavor. And I'm promising that I'm not going to say anything. Zamosi. Nosi will never, nothing bad will ever come out. Bal yavor pi will ever come out of my mouth. That this is what I'm promising to you. And I know. Bachanta libi pakadata laila. I did the sin of Batsheva at night, says Rashi. I know that you tested me. You did test me. And you did. And at first I failed. But what he's going to share with us in this perek is I never, ever want to fail again. Z'amosi bal yavar pi. I am determined that my mouth shall never, ever sin again. That I should never do anything wrong again. I plan to say something. And what I say, I will only say good things. And Rashi says, you know, that in the past I asked Hashem to test me and I made a mistake because I shouldn't have been tested. And I failed. I'm never going to ask Hashem b'chanuni Hashem v'nisuni again. I'm never going to ask Hashem, as David HaMelech does in Perek Chavav, that I want to be tested. I was wrong. And the Malbim says something here. When I was preparing this, I shared this with one of my friends because I thought it was so beautiful. Look at these words. Zamosi bali avor pi. Words that are inappropriate, that are transgressions, will not come out of my mouth. Says the Malbim, I'm always so careful. I don't even want bad thoughts to be in my head so that I don't need to control them to not come out of my mouth. I want to have such clean thoughts in my head, nothing bad in my head, that I won't even have a challenge to keep those bad thoughts from coming out, because I'll only have good and nothing bad will come out of my mouth. Why? David HaMelech says, Lifulos Adam bedvar svasecha. Because really, everything that happens to a person, I want to be what you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your word. According to Yishras Zvar Svarsecha, says Rashi, Amarta lo tinof, you said do not commit adultery. Ani shamarti archot paritz, I did the wrong thing. Afal piken shasisi shelo kara'ui b'tov asecha, I did what was wrong and I want to do what's right now. Because I did do Orchot's Paritz. I did do something that I shouldn't do. David HaMelech, again, like Rav Hirsch said, he's evaluating his life. I did something I shouldn't have done. But after that incident, I'm always going to be careful, Rashi says, that I'm never, ever going to stumble again, as we'll see in the next pasuk. That he says, Tamoch Ashurai b'maglasecha. Let my feet stay strong in your paths. Bal namotu pa'amai. Let my legs not give away. I don't want to shake anymore. I walk my legs in your path, maglosecha, and I go round and round. And I know that I did wrong before, but it's not happening anymore. Since then, I'm super duper careful. Ani krasicha, the confidence he has in Hashem. Even though he sins, he says, Ani krasicha, ki ta'aneini, I call on you. And Hashem, you answer me. Hat aznecha, turn your ear to me. Shema imrasi, hear what I say. And in this, the Malbim says something very beautiful. Hat azmacha, you turned your ear to my tshuva, you turned your ear to what I had to say. Like an ahov, like somebody, one who loves another, turns their head closer, like an, oh, I just need to hear exactly every detail of what you're saying. I turn my head closer because I love you and I want to hear all the details. Hashem, you want to hear everything that I have to say. You're amazing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his confidence in his growth from his nisayon is an inspiration to all of us, that we can grow through our nisayonos. Haflei chasadecha moshiach osim. And now this is a tefillah. Now he says, what do I want you to do? Display your chesed moshiach osim to the one who saves those who trust in you. Miskomim b'yiminecha. For those who come upright with your right hand, who you lift up with your right hand, that you should be there for me, Rashi says. It means notice me, specifically, that the chesed should be noticeable, that it goes to the chosin b'cha, that the chesed should be noticeable, that it goes to those who trust in you, that we should see clearly that they go to you. Because I'm afraid. And the Malbim says something here fantastic. He says, because miskoma min b'yiminecha, just I want to look at the Malbim inside because it's so wonderful. Ritzono lomar, shem marim esasmam. They make themselves look. There are people who make themselves look. Kilu heim tzadikim miskoma malai be'ezrascha. That they're coming against me to help you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're saying, it's the right thing to destroy David because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to. And your right hand will help them, save them, opposite me. And I know, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hafli chasadecha moshiach osim mimizkomim miminecha. Save me, according to the Malbim, from those who say they're acting for God, like so many of our enemies do today. They say they're acting for you. Save me from those. Mizkomim miminecha. How should you watch me? Watch me, pasuk ches, ki ishon bas ayin, like the black part of the eye. The Rashi says that part of the eye is the most sensitive part of the eye and the part of the eye that sees. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects it with an eye, the Malbim says. There are those who want to get into my eyes. They want me not to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. They want to move me from Or and move me to Choshech. They want to move me from light and move me into darkness. Save me from those people who are wanting to attack my eyes. B'tzel knafecha tastireini. And also hide me in the shadow of your wings from the enemies that want to kill me. Either way, Hashem, I need your protection. Mipnei rishayim zu shaduni. From the wicked people who literally, they raid me. Shaduni, they're shodedimosi. They're raiding me. Oivai benefesh yakifu alai. My enemies against my soul who surround me at all times. They want to rob me. They want to kill me. Fascinating word at the beginning of Pasuk Yud, Chelbama Sagru. Their hearts have been closed. Chelbama Asher Sagru as Pimo. Their Malbim says their fat that surrounds their hearts has covered their heart. And they can't think of any words to use other than mean words and words of gaiva. That in this word chelbama, we have chelev, fat, and we also have lev, heart. And that there are layers and layers of fat literally covering their hearts, that covers their hearts, that makes their heart closed, so that they cannot speak anything other than their own arrogance, that they have nothing else to say, these enemies of mine. They're so full of themselves. They think that they're always going to be successful. And they march around to destroy me. Asherenu atasavuni. They march around all over to destroy me. Savavuni inehem yoshisul in tosbarat. Their eyes are roaming all over the land to see how they can destroy me. And Rashi there tells us, Asher savunu asher akvu atasavuni avim veinehem yoshisul in tosbarat lifshot baaretz. That their eyes are always looking to get me, and I'm afraid. And he mentions that at the time David davened this tefillah, says Rashi, after he did the sin with Bathsheba, and then he had the sin with Uriah, and his enemies come against him, and he says, I did teshuva, and I'm so terrified that the enemies, they're surrounding me, and einam yashisul in chos aretz, and they're, Hashem, you're enabling them to see everywhere and to do everything. And I'm afraid that you're going to make them successful. What do my enemies look like? Pasuk Beis. They are like the Arya Yechsof Lefchot, like the lion that is just yearning to ravage Okufir Yosheva Mistarim. And like the cub that is sitting in the hidden places. Says David HaMelech, that Shaul right now in my life, he's both. He's the kfir, he's the young cub in the lair that doesn't chase its prey, but will devour what's inside. And he's also the Aryeh that's running after me in public, like a fierce lion. Rav Hirsch says, beautifully, he's like a lion and like a cub. What do I want you to do? Look at Pasuk Yud Gimel. Kuma Hashem, kama panav hachirehu. Get up, Hashem, get up before my enemy and knock him down. Says Rav Hirsch, knock down the cub even before he becomes a lion. Pal tanafshi me rasha harbecha. Rescue me from the evil one that has your sword. In this pasuk, David HaMelech is clearly showing us and that he realizes that you give my enemies my power, says Rashi. You give my enemies power. You do. Sometimes you give our enemies so much power, we just don't understand you. But I'm confident, again, that the Rasha has Harbecha, but you could take it away. Get up, Hashem. Bring him down. Pasuk Yudalid. David HaMelech says, what's my choice? Mimsim Yodcha Hashem, Mimsim Michel Echeikam. I want to be the one, Rashi says, that I die through your hand, when you want me to die. Mimsim Echeled, Echeled is Milashon rust, like aging. I want to die old. Bachayim, Utzvunecha Tzmalei Bitnam. And my innards should be full of the good that you have hidden for those who fear you. V'inichu Yisram, Yisbal Banim, their children will be satisfied. V'inichu Yisram la'olaleim, and leave for their young. David HaMelech is expressing in this pasuk, according to Rashi, the choice that I would like to be somebody who dies miratzon Hashem, when Hashem says it's my time, don't let my enemies bring me down. Let me be somebody who will see your kingship always in tzvunecha temale, and what's hidden I will see in the future. That says Rashi, that is talking about Tchiyas HaMesim. And I will see at Tchiyas HaMesim, the clarity. And this is what David HaMelech is saying, that he wants the Eden HaNitzchi, he wants eternal reward, the reward that is Tzafun, Limos HaMashiach, La'olam Haba, for Tchiyas HaMesim. Why? Because he concludes in Tesvav, Ani B'Tzedek Echazeh Panecha. I will see your face. Be that I will see your face at Tchiyas HaMesim, says Rashi. Or at Tchiyas HaMesim, I will see other people's faces that are the Tzelem Elokim, that look like you. Esba, I am satisfied b'hakitz tmunasecha, with the awake vision of you. This is what makes me happy. Says the Malbim, I'm not going to be, like we mentioned earlier, the one whose heart is covered in fat. I'm going to be satisfied. I'll be sova from knowing that I will wake up one day b'gan Eden, in Gan Eden with the Eden HaNitzchi, with the ultimate pleasure. And I will have the tzedek in this world while I'm still alive. Ani b'tzedek echezeh panecha. In this world, I will be alive and I will enjoy your tzidkos, your HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're perfect. B'hakitz k'mnasecha. And when I wake up in the world to come, I will see your image. I will see clearly what's going on, as David HaMelech says elsewhere, and we say it so often before benching. Shir HaMaos b'shuv Hashem eshivat Tzion hayinu kechomim. We're going to realize this world was a dream. B'hakitz, we're going to wake up. And we're going to see the reality, and it's going to be so beautiful. Amir Tzah Hashem. Thank you for studying together, Lili Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef. We should join together for many more good opportunities in Torah learning.